Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
9 days to the December polls. Hashtag Stop Galamsey now still on. Good morning and welcome to the news at 6. The news is live on Joy 99.7 FM, Hits 103.9 FM in Accra, on Love 99.5 in Kumasi and myjoyonline.com. We're also live in all 16 regions of Ghana on X Spaces and on Facebook. Coming up, presidential candidates withdraw from campaigns in readiness to sign the fourth presidential peace pact today. But we ask, will the NDC's John Mahama be part?
That person can confirm that indeed he will be in the capital.
Yes. Dr. Bawumia, we signed the peace pact.
To get commitment from everybody. And those are the things we are working on.
Also, voting on the Sabbath is not a sin. That's according to a leading member of the Seventh-day Adventist Church, departing from the advice and belief of the church on voting.
It is no sin to vote on Sabbath day. It is no sin. It does not violate to vote the law of God, to vote on the Sabbath day if your conscience is right.
In business,
Monetary Policy Committee of the Bank of Ghana ends three-day economic review meeting with decision on new rate expected to be announced tomorrow. We've got details coming up on the Joy Business
and
Report.
Later we bring you constituency lens from Mr. Jemine in the Eastern Region, where there are high demands for reduced cost of living and fixing unemployment.
Here, they are not buying because the economy is very high. The passengers don't have money. Even if they drove the car inside and you ask them whether they will buy the stamps, they are angry and say, can't you see the economy is hard?
These are more with me, Mami Esinyam Chethoms, and stay for details. And this morning, in a few hours, all 12 presidential candidates participating in a December 7 polls are expected to sign a national peace pact committing to peace during and after the polls. Joy News is learning that all the candidates crisscrossing the country are making their way to Accra ahead of the signing. It, however, remains unclear whether the former president, John Mahama, will participate following his party's earlier reservations. There's more in the following report.
For three elections, the National Peace Council and the Institute of Democratic Governance got political parties to sign a peace pact committing to eschew violence during the general elections. But that commitment was defeated in 2020 when 8 persons were shot and killed in 5 different constituencies. The NDC raised initial objections to signing another pact ahead of December 7.
The people who have been killed and maimed are people's fathers, breadwinners, sisters, so on. And the cases are live. People are calling for justice.
But after several calls for the party to soften its stance, the NDC appears to have changed its position as all 12 candidates withdraw from their campaigns to Accra ahead of the signing today.
I've been engaging a highly placed source of the campaign, and that person can confirm that indeed he will be in the capital, but cannot confirm if he will be signing a pact or not.
Chairman of the Peace Council, Reverend Dr. Enes Edujemfi, says all is set for the signing and similar events will be held in the various regions.
Some peace pacts will take place in some other constituencies that we think and we classify as some hotspots. But for now, no, it takes time to get commitment from everybody. And those are the things we are working on.
The MPP says its candidate, Dr. Mahmood Bawumia, is ready to not only penning his signature to the pact, but committing to its content as well. Dennis Miracles Abuaji speaks for his campaign.
Yeah, absolutely. Dr. Bawumia, we signed the peace pact.
All eyes are on former President John Dramani Mahama, on whether he will attend the event or withdraw.
Well, meanwhile, the media coalition against Galamsey is also intensifying calls for presidential candidates to sign a commitment to combat illegal mining. Dr. Kenneth Ashibe is convener.
It is important that especially the NDC presidential candidate, the MPP presidential candidate, would have to all commit to this particular pact that we want signed. We've sent a copy of the pact to them, the pact that we're going to sign to them virtually, and we will sign it. But that's why this time we're bringing the media on board and saying that this is what we're going to do. Those who decide that they are not going to sign the pact, they would be considered as enemies of the state.
Still in the election headquarters, voting on the Sabbath is not a sin, according to Dr. James Kwabena Bonfe, a leading member of the Seventh-day Adventist Church, departing from the church's official stance. The SDA Church in Ghana told members in July that voting on the Sabbath contradicts their beliefs in the day's sanctity. This reminder came after the church's failed attempts to get the December 7 election date changed. Dr. Bonfe advised members to ensure that their actions on election day aligns with their faith.
And then cast your vote according to what you want and going home. It may go beyond that. And that is where the issue of challenge with the sacredness of the Sabbath may come in.
You will be voting. Are you not departing from what the church is actually asking its members to do?
But if you read that text very well, the last paragraph says that it is a matter that is left to individual members to decide. There are pastors who think that baptism on the Sabbath day is some work. But we baptize on the Sabbath day. And we think that it is correct. It is no sin to vote on Sabbath day. It is no sin. It does not violate to vote the law of God, to vote on the Sabbath day if your conscience is right.
Well, in our constituency lens today, we focus on Isijomani in the eastern region, where reduced cost of living and fixing unemployment are the major issues that will inform the choices of electorates. Carlos Kalani has more.
Where will this constituency lean in December? What factors are actually influencing voter decision here in the Isijoman constituency? And so come with me while we speak to voters to understand the factors that will inform their vote on December 7th.
You see this thing? Is how much? Five cities. I have three kids. Looking at it, the school fees alone is even killing me. They are saying free education, but forget about the free education. The books we buy, the things we buy, it's even more than the free education.
Cost of living is high. Looking at rent, water, and everything.
Here, they are not buying because the economy is very high. The passengers don't have money. Even if they drove the car inside and you ask them whether they will buy the stamps, they are angry and say, can't you see the economy is hard?
And those are from electorates in the Isijoman constituency. Now, moving on, the government has assured the public of no power cuts in the coming days. This comes after parts of the country faced erratic supply, a situation attributed to Sana Nasagle's shutdown. But in the Ashanti region, President Akufo-Addo confirmed Sana Nasagle was back on the grid and challenges of generations have been addressed.
We've had problems, capacity challenges, especially this last couple of weeks. And the Ghana gas supply also tripped. And we've had capacity challenges this last fortnight. In Unama, Lysum, in several areas. Nisikasa, Asogle, there for some time was out of the system, is now back. But today, we can assure the country that there will be uninterrupted supply. There's a full load. The management is now completely secure.
President Akufo-Addo there. Now, Vice President Mamadou Bawumia says the recently commissioned fleet of 100 electric buses for commercial transport will significantly reduce transport fares by 50% while propelling Ghana's commitment to clean energy.
The economic benefits of using electric buses cannot be overemphasized. Electric buses, as we know, offer lower operating and maintenance costs compared to conventional diesel buses. The use of the electric bus will therefore translate into more efficient use of resources and cut operational costs by about 50% to the benefit of passengers. Metromas will be better positioned to enhance services, lower transport fares, and invest in fleet renewal and expansion efforts.
And just before we head off, former President John Dramani Mahama has vowed to uphold the enduring legacy of Dr. Kwame Nkrumah, the nation's first president. Speaking in the Western region, Mr. Mahama emphasized the importance of preserving Dr. Nkrumah's ideals as the cornerstone of the country.
Many people participated. The market women, the Trades Union Congress, the Big Six, everybody contributed. But if you ask who is the founder of modern Ghana, it can be no other than Osagyefo Dr. Kwame Nkrumah. Today they have revised all our textbooks to reduce the role of Kwame Nkrumah and increase the role of the Big Six.
And that was former President John Dramani Mahama bringing us to the end of this morning's bulletin here on Joy 99.7 FM. Up next is business.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.